So just for a moment, the worship group are just going to sing us a song to help us reflect on the story. Now, if you came up to the front, if you just the different characters, take your seat. Let's get this out of the way. For the rest of this service and this service only, I'm allowed to be the butt of your jokes. Because in case you didn't know, I was in the back of the donkey. Ah, you see? See what I did there? But what I do want you to think about is what I'm about to say is not coming out of there. Yeah? I don't know whether I'm even allowed to say that word in church, but we're just... there we go, anyway. So I've been doing my research for tonight, believe it or not. I've been thinking about what is actually going on in the nativity story, because we bring this story out every year and we think about it. So I was thinking about, what is it about this nativity service that God is saying to us this year? And I think that God is calling us to attention. Now, I don't mean military attention. I think that God is calling for our attention. So, I thought I'd come up with some better ideas than God. Okay? I thought that maybe I could do a better job of it. And if I was to advertise the fact a baby was being born, I had some better ideas. So, I need some volunteers. Sorry for walking around so much vision desk people. I've got volunteers already. Should I explain what you're going to do? You might want to bring a grown-up with you too. Ha-ha, grown-ups, ha. So I wonder if anyone reckons they think they could do a message in Morse code. Anyone reckon they could do a message in Morse code? Go on then, Gwenny, you're already up here. Right, now. Okay, I've got a code sheet for you and everything. Okay, I want you to tell them lot out there, that means short one, so you do that, and then that one means a long one. So you might do long, short, long, short. I want you to tell them that there's a baby being born.
So that's a...
short one, yeah, and that's a long. So you do it for an A, you do short, long. Yeah, get your dad to help you. Go sit over here. There you go, dad. Okay, now, I need another volunteer who reckons that arms are super strong and they could do some waving around. Can you go and help your sister for me? Let's see out there. Oh, is that Madison? Is that you over there? Bring your mum with you if you want. So I've got some flags for you, Madison. Maybe my friends Grace and Molly will help you on the front row. Okay, what I want you to tell them using my flags is there's a baby being born. Off you go. Yeah, just do it there. Go for it, right? Yeah, go for it. I'm going to keep talking whilst they're doing that. So in our culture, it's overwhelming. Everything is trying to get our attention and trying to get us to notice things. So, for example, did you know that if you drink a delicious can of brown fizzy pop, you might get a topless man turn up beside you? Yeah? Okay. Or there's this other one, right? Car adverts. Yeah, really flashy, beautiful cars that looked spotless inside. And of course, they always stay that way. And as soon as you get in the car, right, and you drive down the road, it's like all the other cars pass out of the way. And you've got the road and the city to yourself in your beautiful car. And it never gets scratched and it never gets dirty. Or imagine the perfect toy. Okay, now in these adverts, it's beautiful, isn't it? Because you get all these children happily playing together. There's no fighting, there's no arguing, and everyone shares. And that's just the parents. You see, the problem is, oh, also the other thing, if I want to get your attention, I might use a bit of social media. So tonight I did post on Instagram a picture of my Christmas tree at home to get your attention. HJ_Bunting if you want to follow me. Don't all do it now because you won't be listening to me. But you know what? It looks like a perfect Christmas tree. I pride myself on my Christmas tree. I'm very strict about my Christmas tree. I turn into Monica from Friends when it comes to my Christmas tree. But the reality is you can't see what's going on behind it because what is behind it is a pile of stuff, probably my husband playing with some gadgets, and there's just stuff that I've brought in from stable trail and I've ditched in my lounge. And so it looks like I'm calling you and saying, look at my beautiful house and my beautiful tree. But the reality is, these things aren't perfect. Just think for a moment about how God tried to get attention in the nativity story. To Mary, he sent an angel. I'm just going to check, actually. How are you guys doing? You did it. You did baby. How are you doing, Gwen? And what are you up to? You're up to there. To W. To Mary, he sent an angel. To Joseph, a dream. Some shepherds, a bunch of angels. And some wise men, a star and some dreams. I mean, I think God did a pretty good job, really. Although the wise men were brave enough to get up, leave their homes and follow a star. I think I probably would have needed the additional dream to motivate me to go. Let's face it, in some ways, God trying to get the attention in the Christmas story was pretty unconventional. I mean, why couldn't God have been normal and done something good old-fashioned like a telegram or a letter or a YouTube video or a phone call? But the reality is that God's news is not conventional. And I'm not convinced people would have believed God's news anyway, as some people don't see it now. So, God went rogue, and why not? In some ways, it's not about how God was calling people to attention. It's about who he was calling to attention. An unmarried teenage girl, a humble, loyal, manual labourer bloke, a group of social outcasts who probably weren't able to have a normal life because of their job, and a bunch of super important people who were from an unknown culture, who were potentially highly intelligent and definitely overdressed for a stable. When I look at this story today, what I see is God's intention is to get our attention. Because he wants to tell us that no matter who we are, whether we're a shepherd or a wise man, whether we work in the university or whether we work in a shop, or whether we've got a job at all, and how old we are, and what we look like, God, in that nativity story, was telling us how much he loved us through the birth of that baby. What I'd like to say to you is that if you want to hear the rest of the story, you have to come back at Easter. Easter's about the 14th of March, I think, so see you then, yeah? 14th of April, thank you very much. I don't even know, and I work for a church. That's terrible, isn't it? The truth is, that story did happen 2,000 years ago. Now, some people might think I'm crazy for this, but I still believe that that story is real today, that God did it on purpose, and he wanted us to know how much he loves us. And if you want to find out more, you are more than welcome to join us in our church. Sometimes it's a bit like this, a bit chaotic, but we have fun. And whilst we're doing it, we try and find out what God thinks about us, how he cares for us, and how he can help us to live our life every day. Because he doesn't just leave us to it on our own. He wants us to know him with us every day. We're going to have just a little moment of silence. Now, not everyone in the room is able to be silent, probably me included. Okay, but I want you to think about the story of Jesus and the first Christmas and what it means to you today. If you've got questions, you can ask God in the silence. So just a couple of seconds. So, as you leave here tonight, we've got just a little present for you to remind you of your Carols by Candlelight experience. We've got a little tea light to give you. Can I remind you that it is real fire? I haven't given you battery-powered ones, I'm afraid. So please be careful with it at home. Children, don't play with candles with real fire on, okay? And as you burn it this Christmas time, maybe as a family, maybe you could reflect back on the Christmas story and what that story meant. You girls did a brilliant job. You got through your Morse code and your semaphore waving. Let's give them a round of applause. You can go and sit down now if you want to. We can stay here. I'm just going to say a little prayer, and then we're going to sing our final carol. Dear God, thank you for Christmas. And I ask that you would keep us safe this Christmas time and help us to remember that very first Christmas. Amen.